My dear student, Rabbi Brian Thor, informed me that he has a double simcha. He's making a siyum in Masechet Yuma, and his son Avram Tzvi, you see, is just got smicha for the Mizrahi movement, Rabbi Rimon. It seems this is a new innovation, and he's, I gather, part of the first graduating class, and he and his wife are going on Shlichut to Toronto, to Canada. And I just want to say a few words of greeting and perhaps be of some advice. Brian and I go back a long way, not only my Talmud, but we share deep memories of the Bronx and Kingsbridge and all that goes with it. So I want to take a Gemara in honor of the Siyum. I'll take a Gemara from Yuma. And it's on Peivav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, V'yahavta at Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol yodecha sheyechei shem shemayim etahev al yadcha. That personal life has responsibility to increase the love, the understanding, and the desire to walk in the path of the Almighty. And how do you do it? The Gemara says, "Shehei kore b'shomer mishamesh tamid chachamim v'yehei masao umatano benachat im habriot ma habriot omrat alav ashrei aviv shalom delimdu Torah ashrei rabo shelimdo Torah oy lechem lebriot shelolamdu Torah ploni shalom Torah." Re'u kamenaim derachav kamenetukanim masav alav hakatuv omer vayomali avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'er. And this is a very important Gemara with a very profound message. We want to influence, we want to increase knowledge, Ahabat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Yediyat HaTorah, Mesirat Nefesh, Aliyah, following the Holocaust, the greatest challenge and call of our generation. And the way we achieve it is not just by preaching. Much more important than preaching, it's the life we lead, the example we set. And here I just want to mention there's a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim that a Talmud asked him, how do you influence the world? How do you influence the Jews? Everyone is busy, parnasa, making a living, growing up, psychological problems, challenges of the greater world around us in the Chafetz Chaim's time, socialism, communism, secular Zionism in our time, paganistic society entirely, what's left of the Western world is a very dim image of what Brian and I knew while growing up in the Bronx. And how do we succeed? And the Chafetz Chaim said, you just have to work on yourself, you have to learn, you have to be pious, you have to daven properly, you have to live properly, you have to have a proper relationship, a family, wife, children. And the Chafetz Chaim said it's like filling a kos. You fill the kos, the more you take into your system, the more you absorb, ultimately the kos will overflow. And that's how you influence. And that's exactly the Gemara here. If you're going to Toronto and you have smicha, and you're going to be in a position of teaching and inspiring, the most important key is the personal example that you set so that people will say, Kizera e Vikadesh. I also want to add and quote something I have said it in class. I said it the other week in the interview with the OU, and I've gotten a lot of very favorable comments about it. And from Machanaich, I think this little episode that I will tell is crucial that every mechanech in the world should hear this. In the late 90s, the community of Hollywood, Florida, invited me to be scholar in residence. And being a wise aleck, I said I'm not really interested in going to Hollywood, Florida. But if you want me to come, you have to set up an appointment that I can meet the person in whose arms Joe DiMaggio died, Morris Engelberg. And this is true. Morris Engelberg did everything for Joe, was his accountant, his lawyer, his publicist, his estate lawyer, etc. DiMaggio only trusted Jews. He can give a whole list of Jews in his life, but I want to talk about Morris. Well, no one gets to see Morris. You walk into his office, it's $500 a few minutes. This is a class estate lawyer. But what can you do? DiMaggio's heart specialist is a Shemesh Shabbos Damaset, the young Israel that invited me. And he told Morris, you have to see the rabbi from Jerusalem. You don't say no to a doctor. Especially a specialist, you don't know when you'll be in his hands. So I went to see Morris. My student David Goldis took me. And Morris was overwhelmed, the rabbi from Jerusalem. And Morris couldn't figure out or could ascertain whether I know Shasem Paiskim, that he's not an expert, but that in baseball, he spoke in learning in baseball, in Geretten learning and baseball learning. And he was so impressed, he went into his vault and he gave me a very nice gift. But when he went into the vault, I looked at the certificates on the wall. And in the middle of all these certificates he gave to this charity and that charity and then DiMaggio and how the churches thank him. You know, DiMaggio was a practicing Catholic to a certain degree. So I see a Hebrew certificate. And Morris is a graduate of Torah Chaim Yeshiva in Brooklyn. I think it was in Bensonhurst at the time, right beyond Borough Park. And when Morris comes out, and mind you, he's my age. This meant he went to this yeshiva in the 40s. And Morris comes out, and I say to him, Moishala, what dash happened to you? Yeshiva education, you have a Chalal Shabbos, you go to a conservative temple. And he says to me, Rabbi, I'm quoting word by word now, Rabbi, you asked me a good question. All I remember from elementary yeshiva is that the rabbis hit me with rulers. Well, you can understand already why Morris became what he became. Believe it or not, 20 years later, my student David Goldis lives in Hollywood, said, Rebbe, we got to go back and visit Morris again. All right, 20 years, Chatichat Zman, let's go back, let's visit him again. We set up an appointment, and his office has moved. He's downsized a little. He's older, and we come into the office. All we see is literature on a Chabad shul, on a Beis Medrash, on Friday night, once a month, a Sudat Shabbat, all established by Morris, his wife, and his two daughters. And we couldn't even talk about the matcha. All he wanted to talk about was Chabad and Yiddishkeit and Torah. So take a look at the difference when you hit students with a ruler or when you come with the viewpoint and shita of Chabad filled with Avat Yisrael, positive, not negative, with a vision and not just rebuking and reprimanding. What a message for a mechanech. Let the cup overflow in the proper fashion. And finally, let me end off, I'll quote a source that by chance, I'm always curious when I see something lying around in the Great Igris building. I haven't seen this, what is this? I see Xerox pages, reminiscences. It's the BTA, Brooklyn Talmudic Academy class of 1968. celebrating their 39th reunion. So this has to be from 2007. And in it, they show you a picture of what the student looked like when he graduated 39 years earlier, what he looks like today. And they asked the students to contribute what they have done subsequently. These pages, you could do an entire sociological study, if not a doctorate, certainly a master's thesis. But one student caught my eye, and I don't believe I ever met him, Alan Mansfield. And he was in that class, and he writes about it. This little episode is the ultimate story of what chinuch is all about. And he describes he lives in Israel. Many of the students, by the way, have moved to Israel. I was very proud to see that. And he was parking his car in Yerushalayim on Rehob Shimoni. It's a street I know very well, not far from my house. And as he jumped out of the car, he didn't see, I'll quote him, an elderly man ambling down the block. This was no gentle bump. I really smacked into him, or him into me. I stared at him, and he stares at me, and I get a little confused because he looks like someone I can't quite remember whom. And then I remember it's Rabbi Zuroff, Rabbi Abraham Zuroff. He was the principal of BTA, married to the legendary Esther Zuroff, who was a dean of students in the early years of Stern College, the daughter of Dr. Zah, Shmuel Leib Zah, dean of students in my time at Yeshiva. And he says, Rabbi Zuroff, it's me, Alan Mansfield. Don't you remember me? The man stands back intensely and seems to be thinking. And then he points his finger at me and says, Mansfield, you prankster, you. You came to us from David Leibowitz. And he was overwhelmed. Rabbi Zuroff not only remembered him, but remembered the elementary yeshiva he went to that was no longer called Torah Emet, but was named in memory of Rabbi David Leibowitz, the founder of the Chafetz Chaim yeshiva. And then they start to talk, and Rabbi Zuroff tells him about his grandchildren growing up in Israel, in the army. And Alan tells Rabbi Zuroff, my son too is now in the army in a frontline unit. And as they talk about where they are in life, Alan breaks into tears and says to Rabbi Zuroff, this all came about because of you and the wonderful years I spent in BTA, or I should say, Brooklyn Talmudical Academy. And both of them were crying. An interesting comment that along comes Esther Zuroff, Esther Zah Zuroff. These are people I knew very well. And she sees the two of them and hears the conversation. The two men are crying, but he writes, he doesn't think Esther was crying. So you see, you have this preconceived notion that women cry easier than men. Could be it's not necessarily true if you've ever heard my Shayurim, but nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam listens very intently to the tears of women. So that's also part of what we have to teach in this day and age, how to marry properly, how to love our mate properly, respect our mate, how we create a family of Torah. So based upon that Gemara in Yoma, I want to say to AZ, follow in your father's footsteps. Be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Go in strength, and always remember, the more learned you are, the more pious you are, the greater a human being that you are, the more gemilat chesed that you do, the more wonderful your family life, people view you, see you, ultimately when they want to emulate you, that is a sign that you have achieved, that the cup, the kos, is overflowing. So I want to say mazel tov to the Baal Simcha, his siyum in Masechet Yoma, and I want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with you, Yivarechecha Hashem, go b'hatzlacha, and years from now, may you meet many of your former students on the various streets of Eretz HaKodesh, and may you cry together in joy that we're privileged to fulfill the challenge of our generation, Eretz Yisrael, La'am Yisrael, Al Pi Torah Yisrael. Thank you very much.